Stephen, in Wiltshire, in England, and it's Monday, and it's another grey day. However, that doesn't stop the fun, and today I've been looking at Stage10.tv. Now, major feature of Stage10.tv is that you can go simultaneously live to several different Facebook pages, to Periscope, to Twitch and to YouTube with the same broadcast. So in other words, you can reach out to a wide audience with just one broadcast. And I've got to say, I've tried the latest version of it. And before I say any more, thank you to Leland Best and Eileen Smith, who are pioneers in this. And I saw both their broadcasts last week and enjoyed them and thought, right, I'm going to give it a try today. It's simple to use. I put some instructions on my Facebook page today. So if you take a look at my Facebook feed, you'll find instructions. But essentially, Stage 10 is, well, once you know how it works, it's simple and straightforward. You add your camera feed, you move it center stage, you design your stage layout, then you move to the live feed. Once you've done that, you can switch on and decide where you want to broadcast. And it works. It simply works. And the quality is good. Video is good. I suggest, though, before you try it, before you try Stage10.tv, please reboot your machine. And then you've got a clean setup, nothing running in the background. And because that's the best way to do it. When you go live, you go live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. And you can speak to the world. Now, the problem with this is that you are broadcasting and you're actually talking to your audience, and your audience can see and hear you. But what you can't do is you cannot respond to them. So if you're going to take this as a serious way of broadcasting, what you need to do is build a team of people who can actually monitor the Twitter feed, the Facebook feed, and the YouTube feed. Unless, of course, you just want to get your message out. It's a very quick and easy way of doing that. So take a look at twitch.tv and enjoy using it. Tell me what you think of this form of broadcasting. Later today, back on belive.tv, I'll be broadcasting with David Burrows at 12 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be going live to the world and talking about how to build your community. And what we're trying to do is to help everybody to increase their Facebook reach and to garner new viewers. And that's what it's all about. When we're broadcasting, we want to make friends. And it's great when somebody new joins a broadcast. And we get that because David is broadcasting to his audience in Sarnia in Canada. And I'm broadcasting to my audience in the UK. And we've got the USA as well. So we managed to reach quite a large area. But that's because we actually cross-post. When David goes live on his TBSN page, it also goes live on my Be Live in 5 page, which means that we're doubling up on our audience. And I'm speaking not only to my own audience, but to David's audience as well, and vice versa. So my tip of the day is find somebody in your inner circle who you know quite well, who broadcasts and attracts an audience, and then approach them and suggest that you could share, that you could go live on their page and they could go live on yours. It's easy to set up. You just go into settings, cross postings, and put in their URL. You get an invitation link, send them the link, they confirm. And then before you go live on a scheduled post, just edit the post and say where you want to go live, and you want to go live on their page, and save it. And you're done. So that when you do press the go live button, you're appearing live on both pages simultaneously. And they can do the same. Whenever they have a live scheduled video, they can go live on your page. Great way to share audiences, great way to grow audiences. And this is one of the best Facebook features in a long time. And just try it. It simply works. If you want to live broadcast to the live video hub, which is kicking off, then please send me a message. I mean, basically on that page, we now have 26 broadcasters, all of whom can go live on the live video hub at any time and reach a new audience. So this has been Stephen in Wiltshire. This is my 5 minutes broadcast for the day. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoy it, then leave a comment. And I'll see you all again soon. Bye for now.